Okay, so we are now going to... Here's my plan. It's time for public comment now. We're going to put this conversation on hold until after we finish public comment. So keep it in your minds. Remember what's been said, and we'll deal with it then. All right, so I have 13 people on the list for public comments, and that'll work. Okay, what is the... at KPFA, we give people 3 minutes. I don't know what the tradition is here at the board.
I move 3 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to 3 minutes?
It's 13 so far.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to read names two at a time so that the second person can be ready. So so you have 3 minutes, and we welcome you. We're delighted that you're here. Brian has a little timer here. You'll be able to see it, but you have to look at it and know when your 3 minutes are up. The first two people on the list are Makisha Maskila, I'm very sorry, and Brenda Medina.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. First, I have to say, and I do want to remind you, that's why I'm holding this card. Pacifica should not sacrifice WBAI and WPFW to solve Pacifica's financial crisis. That's the first thing. Second, I represent the, and we have a number of other people here representing this organization. I represent the concerned members and supporters of WPFW. The first thing I want to say after that is that Tony Norman should not have a seat on this PNB board, and he should not become an officer. Candidates or office holders of public office at any level of government are ineligible for election to the position of delegate. Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Section 2A, Paragraph A, states that no person who holds any elected or appointed public office at any level of government, federal, state, or local, shall be eligible for election to the position of delegate. I know he speaks loud, and he may be intimidating to some, but he should still not be here. It is our understanding that Tony Norman wants to be elected to vice chair of the Pacifica National Board. Tony Norman is an ANC commissioner, which is an elected office in D.C., according to the Pacifica bylaws quoted above, he is ineligible to be a member of the LSB, much less the PNB, and certainly should not be considered for an elected office on the PNB. The bylaws say if you hold an elected office at any level of government, you are not eligible for membership on the LSB, much less be elected to an office position on the PNB. Just in case you don't know, Mr. Norman is a duly elected commissioner of the ANC1. I'm sure he does a good job. We believe that election of Tony Norman to the vice president of the PNB will cause irreparable harm to the body politic. The current WPFW interim general manager speaks about healing the situation from the past bickering. There will be no healing until past issues are solved. One of those issues is Tony Norman. Some have described him as poison on the LSB. He keeps the LSB divided. If he is elected to a position on the PNB, the infighting will only increase. WPFW will not heal. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Brenda Medina, followed by William Herwagen.
Okay, hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Brenda Medina from KPFK, was formerly on the PMB this past year. I'm currently the vice chair of KPFK. So I'm excited to see new faces. That's always a good sign. Although some of you may be returning from years prior. That's cool, too. I wanted to bring attention to some concrete solutions for Pacifica. When everybody introduced themselves, they're like, oh, we love Pacifica. We want to follow the mission, and we'd like to see growth and, as Brian said, solvency. So, here are some concrete solutions. And Michael Novick, who is our current treasurer for KPFK, brought up this issue on who listens to radio, right? And so, people above 40 tend to listen to radios that they hear, like a physical radio. People under 40 are more and more listening to formats online and consuming media more on the internet versus on a physical radio that we normally see. So here is my possible solutions. One is that our app sucks. Pacifica's app is horrible. It crashes on me, so I decided to delete it from my phone. And it's very hard to use. So that is one problem. Second problem, our websites, for the most part, throughout the network, including our Pacifica.org website, is ugly. It's not exciting. I don't want to stay on that website very long. I only get it to look at information. The next thing is that although KPFK has been doing a better job at this, most of our social media activity sucks even more. We post maybe a total of 5 times a day, which to me is down my feed of my social media sites very quickly. I see them for 1 second, the next second I no longer see them because people are posting a lot more often than we are. And if we intend to be communicators of information and transmit information to the masses, we need to be more active on these sites. I will be here all weekend, so I will conclude my comment for now, but I just wanted to raise those issues. Thanks.
William Herwagen, followed by Lewis Wolf.
Hello, William Herwagen. I'm a listener, LSB member from WBAI. And I just want going to repeat something that I heard on a recent audit committee meeting. I'm also on the PNB audit committee. Campbell Johnson raised it, and some people think Campbell raises lots of issues that don't matter, but this one sure does. Article 12, Section 6 of the bylaws talks about our annual report. It's due 120 days after the close of the fiscal year. You can look at it, or I could read it, but I won't bother. You should be able to find your bylaws and look. Today is the 130th day after, and this board has not approved, the audit committee has not made sure, even though I'm a member of it, the audit committee has not made sure that this board approved the recommendation from the audit committee to rehire the same outside auditor or independent accountant, as it's referred to in the bylaws. And I think it's a tragedy. I mean, everything at Pacifica is late. Everything is I don't know, or I'll tell you about it later. Here, we're already late, and we don't even have the auditor yet. He's still got to do the work. So please, during this meeting, if you want to reject it, go ahead, but please approve the motion to rehire the auditor so we can get started. So maybe this year we'll only be 3 months late instead of 6 or 8 or 9, whatever it was last year. That's horrible. And there's also in that same section, number 8, that was number 6 in Article 12. Article 12, Section 8 refers to a California report that has to be filed, I think, by the 15th of this month, yes. It's 4 months and 15 days. And I'm not sure that's the one, but maybe that's how we lost the name Pacifica Foundation. I'm not sure that's the same one. But let's make sure that gets filed. And that's for management to do. Thank you.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, William. Lewis Wolf, followed by Angela Mitchell.
Lewis Wolf, listener, supporter, and member of WPFW since its very first day in Washington, 1977. I stand here because I'm deeply concerned about our station. We are here to save our station, as you see on our sign on the wall, and please read it. You know, we are facing an effort to corporatize our station. We are facing an effort to minimize our output on the air. Even though we're 24/7, 365, we're having increasingly less and less coherence and impact with our listeners. Why is this? Because our new management, just like the previous one, is very secretive, has mixed messages. We listen on WPFW every day almost, that you hear programs over each other. Yesterday I heard three different programs introduced before the final program aired yesterday morning. And this is almost every day. Maybe not every day, but nearly approaching that. I would point out that Lewis Hill would not have stood for this. He was way ahead of the curve in 1948. Just think about it. And he introduced FM radio here in the United States. He would give out radios to people. This is before there was FM. And we are about jazz and justice. Are these really hard concepts to accept? I should hope not. Jazz is America's classical music. And I feel like the new management is trying to carry on where our previous manager, John Hughes, is trying to do the same thing. And I present an example among many. The new manager, interim general manager, announced at a recent LSB meeting that we are rebranding the station. She went on to say, and this really took my breath away, that we're going to, instead of having the call letters, we're going to have 89.3. She then tried to justify that in terms of increasing the listenership. Well, the FCC requires every hour, every 60 minutes, we must give our call letters, as well as 89.3. Well, what is she up to here? I don't know, but it worries me. Thank you.
Thank you. Angela Marshall, followed by Jane Zara.
Angela Mitchell.
Angela Mitchell, I'm sorry. I apologize. Followed
okay.
by Jane Zara.
That's all right. My name is Angela Mitchell, and I'm a listener sponsor, and I call myself a listener sponsor as per the Pacifica bylaws. As a sponsor of WPFW, I am extremely concerned that the issues that the other sponsors and myself are raising are falling on deaf ears. We have a community comment section of all the LSB meetings just like this, and just like this body, it falls on ears that don't do any responding to us. When I'm a native Washingtonian, and when I started to listen to WPFW, it was probably 1978 because I didn't know the station existed. However, because I grew up hearing jazz, I was extremely excited to find that there was a station that was broadcasting almost exclusively jazz music and issues that were related to jazz music and issues that were related to things that happened in the community. We are cutting that out. Here recently, we have gutted our airways of the local volunteer programmers in favor of West Coast and other station programming that's being paid for. How can this be helping to solve our financial problems when we take zero and now move it to a big number? That can't be helping. I used to believe, I looked up the definition of believe because I wanted you to hear. To believe is to accept as true, genuine, and real. To have a firm conviction as to the goodness, efficacy, or ability of something. To accept, admit, conclude, trust, or regard as so. I used to believe in WPFW and its goals and its mission as stated. I used to believe that I had a voice that could be heard and would be listened to. And in the last 3 to 5 years, I no longer believe. Thank you.
Thank you. Jane Zara, followed by Tej Gruwal.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to D.C. My name is Jane Zara. I'm on the local station board for WPFW and have been for a year. I want to address a few things briefly. At WPFW, we face many challenges, a lot of them springing from the relationship between the community, the LSB for PFW, and Pacifica. And those things will unfold as other people speak to them. They're varied and many and complex, and we're pushing forward on that. But what we need is the ability to function as a competent and diligent board. And we are striving for that this year with great earnest. And we welcome you to support us in that endeavor. It has occurred, as Ms. Scala has said, Tony Norman, who is a former chair of the LSB when I joined, and as the power was turning over, had I just want to speak to the point that he has put himself forward as a potential vice chair of the PNB. And I defer to previous speakers about the electoral laws and how this flies in the face of a reasonable interpretation for D.C. autonomy and D.C. election laws. This is the superimposition of an outside body. This is colonialization. It's the superimposition of an outside body to interpret our election laws for the political ambitions of a person who has had his name on the ballot, petitioned to be on the ballot, ran for public office, was elected in public office, and continues to serve. Since this is the United States of amnesia sometimes, as Gore Vidal said, I just want to remind people of what WPFW is still grappling in the wake of Tony Norman's leadership as the LSB chair, 2011 and 2012. We're still dealing with the effects of the secrecy and unraveling the secrecy and clandestine actions that led to the Clear Channel sublease that was unfurled publicly by Pete Tucker before the LSB was even aware of it. When this was signed last year in New York City, you might recall, play the tapes, that's how it unfurled. His refusal to evaluate the general manager for 2 years, obstructions to do that. I've already mentioned the secrecy, the abuse of executive sessions, to the point where the governance subcommittee now has put forth a resolution addressing the abuse of executive sessions by local station boards and PNB, and this PNB, and how we have to safeguard against that. Look at Tony Norman's voting record on executive sessions. Not only that, but it's his behavior my first year on the LSB, the first half a year, the screaming, the verbal abuse of Katia Stitt, of women in the audience, and people on the board, his physical threats to go outside. When I first joined the board, he and Pete Tucker asked me to meet with him when the things were unraveling in December. We met at Old City Cafe. Tony Norman started screaming at me at the top of his voice to the point where I threw my food out and left. He was screaming at me about why I joined the board because I disagreed with his undaunted support of John Hughes and the grid change.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do not vote for him. These sores are still open at PFW.
Thank you. Tej Grewal, followed by David Schwartzman.
Jay Beam, buenos dias and good morning. My name is Tej Grewal, and I'm chairwoman of KPFK. In occupied Mexico, and I'm a high school teacher, and so I'm an educator, also fighting for supporting the rights of students at Cal State LA to have ethnic studies, become a GE out of the 40 classes, because if that gets shut down, the ability to have movement for growth and cultures to be respected at a university level, that will completely keep the door closed. So be aware of your communities and what's going on with the general ed requirements. Also, I'm very concerned because as an educator, before things get broadcast onto the radio, life is a blessing as an educator. The youth that come into your classroom are the purest reflections of your society. So those of you that have children, I'm sure they come in from their day, different things happen. They need Pacifica. Their parents need Pacifica. English. Spanish is 42% speaking in Los Angeles.
Excuse me. Could board members please pay attention to the speakers? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Whites are technically a minority in occupied Mexico, Los Angeles. And what's going on is that the kids understand the difference between right and wrong by the time I talk to them about when they come in with decisions and reflections about money. Hey, miss, you got a dollar? Hey, miss, you got a dollar? I said, yes, I do, but what's more important than your bag of chips is I'm going to give it to a brother or sister on the street because they don't have a chance of getting a job right now. And they understand it in their heart. But what's going to happen if they're going to graduate at 18 and Pacifica is this corporate attitude is there? Then they're going to believe that. I'm going to read the mission statement because the saying goes around that money is the root of all evil. And money is necessary. My dad always says money is necessary in this country. But you have to be careful. He says, always think about it. He says, Stage, one day you can wake up and you can have a dollar in your pocket and it can be nothing to you. And the next morning you can wake up and it can be everything to you. And I give that to my students because if they can't hear it on the radio or they've got their iPods or different things going on, and you know who, that generation doesn't really listen to radio, but their minds are open and ready to learn. So I'm able to share the archives, the radio programs in my classroom. So the statement, if you read the mission statement, I don't think it mentions money in there. Just think about it, about where Pacifica is headed. I know there are finances and it's driven, but think about where this meeting is going to go for the next 3 days. Thank you.
David Schwartzman, followed by Nancy Sorden.
Thank you. I was on the LSB for 2 years and left at the end of December 2012. I'm a professor emeritus now at Howard University, and I'm very concerned about the governance, implementation of governance in WPFW. I'm not sure what the situation is on other stations. I will read briefly from the bylaws. Article 7, Section 3G, the function of the LSB is to work with station management to ensure that station program fulfills the purposes of the foundation as responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and community served by the station. This was not implemented during my service on the LSB, nor apparently has it been implemented since. There were grid changes without any consultation of the LSB. There was removal of programs without any consultation of the LSB, and apparently this has continued with the removal of Jared Ball and Luke Stewart. And I want to express my solidarity with the concerned members and supporters of WPFW. I'm a member, and I endorse what other people said as well. The input of the LSB has been disrespected and ignored. I'm not claiming that programming is dictated by the LSB, but their voice must be heard, just like the community. And that was not implemented, and I think the PNB should be determined to change that. Finally, by the way, I served with Benito Diaz on the programming committee, and I'm thankful he raised the issue of governance. Finally, Gary Knoll was put back on our airways without any consultation again. And I want to point out as a scientist that his HIV/AIDS denial did an enormous harm to our community. Now, he's trying to cover up this, pretend he wasn't an HIV/AIDS denier, by changing his message. But if you look back at his original materials on his website and so on, he was clearly arguing that the infection of the HIV virus was not a necessary cofactor right. for the global AIDS epidemic. Thank you for your time.
Nancy Sorden, followed by Tesfa, and I'm sorry I can't read the last name. He'll tell me. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hello, my name is Nancy Sorden, and I'm a listener sponsor, WPFW. And I just want to say I was listening to the PNB meeting January 30th that you did online, all three parts. And I got to say, even though there was a lot of back and forth, you know, a lot of bumps ironing out how procedures work, I think people need to get that under control, maybe on the side, you know, not in the meetings, but talking to each other. But when the people introduced themselves during the seating of the new PNB members, I was very inspired, and I'm very hopeful from what I heard from all of you. I hope to put your faces to your names during this weekend. I'd like to, I had a statement to say, but David said a lot of it. It's calling for the interim general manager to immediately restore the programming grid to its pre-summer 2012 status with the people back in their designated slots in accordance with the LSV resolution that was approved December 19, 2012 to restore the former grid and maintain the former programming schedule until inclusive democratic processes, which include programmers, other volunteers, listener members, paid staff, and the LSB, results in the development of a new grid. Management has continued to ignore the input of the local station board and the community advisory board, by the way, I heard at the last LSB meeting, and has changed a grid for the third time without input from the local station board in violation of Pacifica bylaws, specifically Article 7, Section 3, which is the local station board's special powers and duties, which David already read to you. Despite the interim general manager's announcements to the local station board in November that she would institute a new grid and would come to the local station board for their input, she did not come or seek their input. She ignored the local station board meeting in December and does not offer any explanations for not consulting with them. An objective and fair evaluation of program policies and procedures must be developed first, so that any new programming schedule actually meets the needs of all WPFW stakeholders. What are the performance objectives? How are they measured? What objective data is being used to corroborate these decisions? In accordance with WPFW's mission statement, prior management had the duty and current management has the duty to provide an opportunity for individual skill development.
Finish your sentence, please.
Okay. I call on the PNB to ensure that the new WPF general manager immediately start operating in accordance to Pacifica bylaws and to immediately restore the programming grid with all the people back in their designated slots, including those let go, or find another interim general manager who will operate in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws.
Tesfa followed by Barry Jones.
Thank you. Anyway, okay. My name is Tesfa Smile, and I'm so glad to see all of you, progressive individuals, united in pursuit of justice. It is in that sense that I'm here, looking for justice. Why? There is no WPFW to me after firing Dr. Porter, Dr. Jerry Ball, and Verna Avery Brown, and lots of other people. The former general manager fired the best in politics, in music. Everybody good was fired. And then he started the conspiracy without telling the board members or anybody to go to Clear Channel. And then after we got rid of him, we hear he's still being paid his salary. And now we have a new manager who fired more people. There is no WPFW. Injustice is done to these people. And I cannot claim I am fighting for justice for Ethiopia while I see the people here being fired in injustice. WPFW and Pacifica is out to fight for justice, but injustice is being done here. When I first came to WPFW as a supporter, lots of individuals told me, don't go there, there is so much fight. There is so much injustice done to individuals who volunteered to be programmers. But I insisted on being there because of Dr. Ambrose Lane and Dr. Porter. Now I found out what those individuals 20 years ago told me, 4 or 5 years ago told me. The same thing is going on. And I suggest to solve this problem and to keep the unity of progressive forces, that Pacifica allow the election of the general manager just like we elect the board members, and also the election of the program director just as we elect our board members. Otherwise, unless we have local autonomy, there is no way this problem could be solved. I insist on it. To me, there is no Pacifica or WPFW after firing so many people and doing injustice. Please bring back justice. Reinstate those individuals fired. Otherwise, I won't be with Pacifica or WPFW. For me, they are all gone, and injustice is prevailing, and I would rather fight in another way than coming here.
Excuse me.
In my life, two events matter most. Pinochet's killing of Allende as a young person affected me. And then reading about the Spanish Civil War and how individuals from all over the world progressive individuals volunteered to go and fight for Spanish democracy, that affected that. And I expect every of you to do the same. That's why I'm here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Barry Jones, followed by Nefta Freeman.
My name is Barry Jones. Welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
I'm born and raised here. Been working for most of my life till recently. And I look at most of you, and it's fun out here on these streets. I don't think you all been out here on these streets. And we got a lot of solutions here in Washington, D.C., for a lot of things. It's actually fortuitous that you actually do like everybody else and come to Washington, D.C. for answers. You have the Internet. You want your programs on our air as though you're trying to encourage some sort of revolution here in Washington. I think most of the listener supporters of WPFW already know a lot of the stuff that you've been broadcasting here. As a longtime supporter of Jazz and Justice Mission Service in Washington, D.C., I feel robbed, absolutely robbed, that I contribute my time and money to this mission, and I can't hear any relief from all the noise and mimbo-jobble you're broadcasting on the air. Can we get some jazz back, please? And some listening to the supporters, not just in Washington, D.C., but you ought to hear the people in New York. What do they want to hear? I don't believe it that you can't run this station playing jazz. You got the Internet, and all of your competitors are running other streams on the Internet. You can do that for Pacifica for all of your stations and run Pacifica's archives or whatever the 40-year-old conversations you want to have. You ain't talking to nobody that's out here now. You ain't talking to nobody out here. There's a whole lot of stuff that's happening now, and you're missing it. Because you don't want, you want to come in here and run some colonial game that we've all already seen before. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. How about welcome to Washington.
How about go-go music, man?
Okay. You ever heard of go-go music? Nefta Freeman followed by Sabdu Dorn. Did I do that right? Sabine Dorn. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nefta.
Okay, my name is Netfa with the T first. People often make
Netfa,
that mistake, so
sorry.
I can't get mad. It's Netfa Freeman. I'm with WPFW. I'm a programmer on the airwaves, and I thank you for this opportunity to be able to address the PMB. This is my first PMB meeting, my first time being able to meet many of you, and I concur with everything that I've heard from people, particularly from Washington, D.C., but even some of the other people. It sounds like we share a lot of the same issues and problems. One of the things, that, so I don't have to say, you know, I might repeat some of their stuff, but some things I'll just add on to. One of the things that concern me is in terms of the finances is the more frequent pledge drives, fund drives that we keep having, which to me I can only think of as either people don't understand the counterintuitive nature of how that works, or it's fact some kind of conscious sabotage. Because the more you go and ask people for money, they're less inclined, and then you interrupt regular programming, the less inclined they are to give and listen. And so we have to be more creative or something. And I think some of that also can be resolved by being more democratic. Again, we're being faced with leadership of the station that doesn't include the whole community of the, you know, the community from the programmers to the LSB to listeners. And so changes are made without including us. I feel fortunate to still be on the air. I don't know how long that will be, because right now there's a gag order, and so we have to be careful of how we tread lightly in order to stay on the air. And I know it's not about me. It's about what we bring to the air. I concur. Jared Ball was one of the best. He was, I think, maybe the best programmer that we had on WPFW. And so, you know, and a number of others. So, again, I want to echo that part. The other thing is the elimination of community comment on WPFW.
Yeah.
That was done without even talking to anybody and even saying that it was going to happen. So right now it's almost like you sneak it out, you know, you just kind of eliminate it and then still call it community watch and comment. But there's no comment from the community. And then when they do, it's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes for people, so you can only hear like one or two people of that. And so that, you know, all that stuff takes things away. So I don't really have to say more. So much was already said. You know, I just think that the program changes should at least include the programmers and other people. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying that there's no changes to the program should ever happen, but it should at least be done in the light of day and with some kind of rational change. So that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about mispronouncing your name. Sabine Dorn followed by Ivan Alchemy.
Alchemy. Sabine Dorn, I'm a listener member of WPFW. We ask that a permanent general manager and permanent program director be elected, thank you, as soon as possible, both of them to be recruited locally. WPFW, as the station for jazz and social justice, needs homegrown managers who know the issues and challenges of D.C. as well as its diverse culture, rich history of social movements, and the unique flavor of its local art scene firsthand. We need a bottom-up structure of organization, not a manager seen as imposing rules devised in California without local input. This community deserves a GM who has true concern for the multiple challenges of those residents who do not feel represented by commercial or partially commercial stations like NPR. Burning issues like education, housing, drug addiction, gentrification, etc. need to be center stage at WPFW. We do not need a second NPR, given that DC residents don't have a voice in national elections. This makes the need even more significant. And the same goes for the position of program director. Both positions require managers that have the proven skills for such a demanding job, most notably sensitivity and respect in handling staff who in many cases have been tirelessly, and some for decades, and without remuneration and particular recognition, volunteered their time to bring their programs on the air. Some of them, sadly, only to be faced with abusive practices, such as cancellations of their shows at very short notice, their programs being abruptly switched to less favorable time slots, or at being put on administrative leave without due process. Supporters of WPFW who raised their voices in support of the programmers have been called terrorists by the IGM, creating a climate of intimidation and escalation. These wounds have left marks on the WPFW family that need to heal. We need a new start. So we ask that in accordance with the bylaws, first, a local permanent GM be elected as soon as possible after a proper vetting process through the LSB. And second, a local permanent program director be elected as soon as possible after a proper vetting process through the LSB. These are times when the creation of space for alternative voices is crucial. Long live WPFW.
Ivan Alsame, followed by Jane Gatewood.
Okay. Good morning. I am a former LSB vice chair, former of the Pacifica National Board. I had the pleasure of working and socializing with most of you, okay, both locally and nationally. I learned some wonderful things about you. For example, let's take Benito, Lydia, Tony Norman, Summer, and Lizette. What do they all have in common? They came to serve. They are passionate about Pacifica. They are viewed as problems. They are talented and skilled. I love every one of them. The question is, do you see what I see in them? Do you admire them the way I do? Have you recognized their talents, their skills, and their love for Pacifica? If you have not, take the time, without judgment, to personally know them. If you have recognized their gifts, please embrace the characteristics that may be useful through the effectiveness and survival of Pacifica. The PNB is partly a problem-solving group. You cannot solve problems if you don't respect each other, respect their views, and you cannot solve problems if you don't know anything about radio in the 21st century. Finally, let me say something about me. When I was on the PNB, we took a vote whether to renew a legal firm contract, okay, out of New York. You know who it is. This firm is pretty much referred to as anti-union. You know who they are. Well, guess what? I was the only PNB member to vote in favor of the firm. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, Pacifica has now become the welfare department for those who are incompetent, reckless, and has no regard and no values. You see, Benito, I recruited Benito to be on a PNB, but we don't see eye to eye. We fight all the time.
Excuse me.
You know why I recruited him? Hold on for a second.
Finish.
I recruited him.
Could you
because,
finish?
Yes, because he has an eye for policies. He has an eye for rules. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Embrace each other. Take time. Get to know each other. Find some similarities that you agree on. And move forward for the love of Pacifica. Because if you don't do that, you're in trouble. Thank you.
Jane Gatewood, followed by Mitchell Cohen.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. Jane Gatewood, I've been a listener member of WPFW for 15 years and an active volunteer for a little over 10, primarily with the local station board, but also helping station management wherever I've been able to.
Could you move closer to the mic, please?
Thank you. Actions of Pacifica management, both national and local, have done damage to WPFW station, its members, and its community. And it's critical that the PMB take steps this weekend to begin to correct these damages. As with any problem, we need to first understand its cause. Consider this. Article 7 of the Pacifica bylaws sets forth various responsibilities for LSBs that give the impression that station managers report to and are accountable to LSBs in the same way that managers report to nonprofit boards and typical nonprofit organizations. The responsibility to approve budgets, lead hiring process for GM and PD, conduct annual evaluations, and if needed, to initiate firings all imply this relationship. Unfortunately, the existing lines of authority are an obstacle to the development of healthy, effective relationships between GMs, PDs, and LSBs. Station managers report to and are directed by the Pacifica ED, who reports solely to the PMB. The PMB is referred to by many in our organization as the sole governing authority within the foundation, and LSBs are directed to work within the confines of the list of duties specified in the bylaws. Process for LSBs to provide direction to local management, i.e. normal governance oversight, have never been established. As a result, the implied accountability of the station managers to the local station board, to the local board and community does not exist, nor can the LSBs evolve into the effective governing entities that are required for the health of our organizations. So if you accept any of these premises, I hope you will agree with the following actions, which, if taken by the PMB this weekend, would offer effective first steps to solving these problems. One, affirm the authority of the WPFW LSB to provide direction, i.e. normal governance oversight, to local management. Two, make a commitment to support the WPFW LSB's plans to prepare a community-driven strategic plan and ensure that national and local management work in good faith with this planning process. It is critical that management work plans be developed that are aimed at accomplishing strategies and objectives that come out of this process, and that the LSB be given the opportunity to approve these plans, which would then serve as the basis for management evaluations. Finally, pursuant...
Finish your sentence, please.
There is a motion which our directors are aware of that... has to do with delegating a specific corporate power to the WPFW LSB pursuant to Article 7, Section 4. It is within your authority to delegate this power, and I think you should do it. I think it will help. Thank you.
Mitchell Cohen, followed by Jabari Zakia.
Hey, good morning.
So my name is Mitchell Cohen. I used to be the chair of WBAI local station board for 4 years, and now I'm not, and I'm liberated. It's my friend David Schwartzman made a mention how Gary Null was added to WPFW without any discussion and consent. Well, at WBAI last week, Gary Null was removed from the air without any community input and consent of the people. And we, most of us at BAI, who I believe opposed removing Gary from the air, and that was a terrible thing to do. And so this is going to be an interesting night at David's house tonight because I'm staying with David and Joanne. So don't come by. But that goes to something that Ivan said that I really appreciated. So there are two things I wanted to focus on here. One is factions, and the other is the LMA, PSOA, the leasing out, or the consideration of leasing. And I'll be presenting a proposal later on in this weekend at an open mic again for to show you how WBAI is sustainable now and can be, or not sustainable, but it's recoverable now and can be made sustainable within a few months if we're just given the time to do that. Because the proposals to lease WBAI, I think, are terrible. They're giving up the whole idea of what Pacifica is and the importance of Pacifica in what's happening in this country now and in the world, around, especially around the global ecological crisis and global economic crisis. Pacifica has a huge role to play there, and that's, to me, we're not tapping that role, and we need to be tapping into that much better, and we need to be planning, and that's where the factions come in for me. We need to break up these permanent factions that have killed Pacifica up until now, and the local stations as well. And I appreciate Ivan, what Ivan said, too. There was a reason why people at one point joined into factions to try and accomplish certain things. But then those factions became permanentized, and now they're taking on all sorts of other issues that have nothing to do with why we formed those factions to begin with. And it's a horrible situation that we're in. I know at BAI, some of us voted for or proposed voting for people from the other faction for chair, and it turned out the person who is now chair of the local station board, the person who I endorsed, is now the chair, but he's from the other faction. And we need to do that more. We need to break up the stupid, I don't know how to, I don't know even
finish
how to
your
put
sentence,
it.
Please.
Well, I don't have to finish the sentence. Okay. You know what I mean.
Thank you. I want to announce that the speaker's list is now closed. We can't add any more names. We'll be right up to our hour. Jabari Zakia, followed by Martha Peterson.
Is Zakia.
Zakia?
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Good morning. Some of you may know me. I was on the PNB, actually it was called Interim Pacific Board, from 2000-2003 after the lawsuit that was filed by Carol Spooner. I was the treasurer of the PNB, so I knew where all the money was. In fact, if I had broken my right hand, Pacifica would have gone under, because for a time I was signing every check that had to be signed in Pacifica. So I want to talk about vision. I spent 3 intense years basically giving my life to this organization. And one of the things that I wanted to see happen was this organization grow. PFW is the last station that has been brought in. That's 45 years ago. The license for that station was initiated in 1968. It took 9 years to get on the air in 1977. In fact, this month would be the 37th year of the existence of this station on the air. What I want to talk about is competency, professionalism, and vision. When I was on the board in 2000-2003, I had wanted to take BAI and PFW out of those leases and put them into their own buildings. That was rejected. We could have saved a lot of money, and a lot of this stuff would have been gone. I wanted the network to start embracing, because at that time the FCC was beginning to allow digital radio and licenses for digital radio. That was not done. That would have ameliorated a lot of these conflicts over different programming, like AMU and NPR runs a lot of their program on dual channels. We don't embrace the technology because we don't have a vision to go forward in a collaborative way to grow the network. We are fighting old battles, and we need to stop. This is a very important resource. D.C. is a very important resource. All the stations, we need to be a network and not five fingers flailing in the air. I would love to be able to talk to some of you about some of the things that I see that could be done, some of the things that I wanted to initiate when I was the treasurer. In fact, out of that PNB, IAPNB, Interim Pacific National Board, these bylaws came into existence, which I opposed because I knew exactly what was going to happen. You spend $500,000 a year on elections that have absolutely nothing to do with the running of a radio network. Radio is a business, small b. You take in resources, you have professionals who know what they do, and you produce a product. It is not a nation state where factions are trying to take land and promote their ideology. So I would love to talk to you all about how to create real radio. The technical end, I'm an electrical engineer. I know about a little bit about radio. Right now, that we got low-power FM. Pacifica has not applied for any of the low-power FM licenses. They have done nothing, to my understanding, on the technical end to bring about multiple ways to reach listeners. This is what I would like to talk about, because everything else is really irrelevant if you don't go on the air and produce something that people want to listen to. Thank you.
Thank you. Martha Peterson, followed by David Muse.
Good morning. I'm Martha Peterson. And can you hear me?
Wait. We're gonna bring you a microphone. Hold on.
No.
Oh, can't do it?
She's on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, reset the clock. He will.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Martha Peterson. I'm a community member sponsor of WPFW. As you can see, under the condition I'm in, I'm here because I love PFW. I moved here from Atlanta to D.C., and before I left, a friend of mine said, have you ever heard of WPFW? I said, no. She said, you got to listen to that. This is in 1990. So that interested me, and I'm sorry to see what's happening to WPFW because I don't like it. A lot of my friends have not contributed to WPFW because of what's happening. So at any rate, to say that, I made up a little ditty, and I'd like to know, can you all join me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. WPFW is the station to hear. We've been on the air for over 36 years. Jazz and justice is our claim to fame. We won't have it by any other name. So to the board members of Pacifica, don't forget the foundation that was built for us. World peace, good music, justice, goodwill. Pacifica's mission brought forth by Lou Hill. No corporate sponsors, no leaning to the right, because the more you continue, then the harder we'll fight. So to the board members of Pacifica, we're not backing down. We're coming right at you. No corporate sponsors, no leaning to the right, because the more you continue, then the harder we'll fight. Thank you.
David Muse, followed by the last speaker, who is Ellen Campbell.
Good morning. I really hadn't planned on speaking. I'm a programmer with WPFW. But more importantly, I started listening to Pacifica when I lived in Oakland, California. That's where I was turned on to radio. I started in radio in 1973 when I was 13 years old here in D.C. I've grown up with community radio. Even while working at other stations, PFW was the one station that all of us in this city could turn to and get a different view of what was going on. After being with a number of stations here in D.C., New York, California, Atlanta, I'm proud to come back to my city, but I'm ashamed, in a sense, to say the word or the letters WPFW. Yes. What I have seen as a volunteer since I have been at PFW has been a crime to the city and to public radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is a farce to have a board that doesn't listen to its local listeners and listener station board.
Yes.
There is no cohesion. There is no coming together. We are all different people when you look around. We all have different opinions about how things are, how things should be, what we would like to see and what we don't want to hear. Taking programs off that the community needs, like programming for youth, programming from other cultures. I'm a black man raised in Washington, D.C. that's a Native American Indian.
I'm also Greek. I can't help what I am, but I need to learn more about the people around me. That's the mission of WPFW, and as I understand it, Pacifica. If you can't get it together, get out of the way. I mean, no disrespect to anybody, really. I do not mean disrespect to anybody. Technically, WPFW, and I'm a professional audio engineer. It is a crime that we sit in the squalor that we do to broadcast.
Exactly.
Makes no sense. The brother back here talked about fundraising. We shouldn't be fundraising every 3 months. I feel like I'm begging the people. How do I have in my good conscience to sit up and say support something when I know it's not worth it? I want it to be worth it. I want WPFW on the air. I want Pacifica to remain as a network, but Pacifica needs to work as a network.
Yes.
Not we, them, us. And we got what we want. You got political aspirations, Tony? You know you and I went at it. And I don't like what you did, and I still don't like what you have done.
All right now.
Nothing personal, honestly, but if you want to take the station down, you're not. Not while I'm around. Don't say a word. Don't say a word, please, Tony. Don't say a word. That is very wrong. If you don't want to be part of the solution, don't be part of the problem. And I will put that out there to anyone else in this room. If you don't want to help, please, just step aside. We don't need it. Thank you for your time.
Ellen. Well, hold on, Tony. I'm gonna let Ellen Campbell speak. The tradition is that board members don't respond, and I have been at other meetings where their board members have been named and things have been said about them, and I think that is just the way it goes with the public comments. We just have to live with it, and so just take a deep breath and we'll keep going. Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay. I grew up in the Washington area, but I didn't start listening to PFW until I moved to Baltimore, and I've been a listener supporter for the past 10 years and a member for the past few. At the time that community comment was changed, we were promised that it would be an hour of phone calls. And now it's mostly Metro Watch, and you don't hardly hear anybody coming in. Maybe three, if you're lucky, the most I've ever heard is four. And if anything is brought out on community comment concerning the operations of the station, it needs to be heard instead of gagged or cut off, because some of us are not knowledgeable about this, and we need to know about it so that we can act. Also, there's been, way too much preempting of programming because there is no programming. In December, way too many mornings, which is the primary time that I listen.
Hey, excuse me. Could you guys, John, could you be quiet over there, please? Thank you. Excuse me, Ellen. Go ahead.
There's been no community comment, nothing after Democracy Now!, and I'm not even going to get into the whole Gary Noel debacle. And I can't remember the third thing I was going to mention, but, and there needs to be somebody in the office, from 9 a.m. on, because you call, and there's not even a receptionist. And I mean, I know y'all are having issues, but we're all having issues. And there needs to be a general manager and a program director from the area. Competent people who know what they're doing and have done it before, not somebody from out of town that doesn't know what's going on around here. We need all sorts of good stuff, but we're not getting it. So, That's all I can think of right now. I didn't have anything written down, so later.
Thank you. There will be other opportunities for public comment during this weekend.